Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Monday, September 21st, 2020. Today's episode, Powerball, will have a listening ear unto the subcategories of sub-entity known as jump stops, feeding the old, weak side help, empowering the deep. Jump stops, empower ball, more specificated in subject entity by the sub-entities known in jump stops, such as rhythm on the jump stops, pivots on the jump stops, and ones on the jump stops on jump stops, and jump stops to triple threat. Rhythm on the jump stop is used to create the flow and fluidity in an offensive player, where the jump stop is the preparatory to engaging into the move off of the rhythm created into the jump stop. Rhythm on the jump stop can produce you pivots on the jump stop, where the pivots on the jump stop come after the jump stop is initiated, in directionals outward or inward to a triple threat or unto the readiness position off of pivots on jump stops off of the rhythm into the jump stop. More significantly used in and for the jump stop, the and one, where most players use the jump stop to initiate or absorb contact, and to absorb the contact to have a stronger base body while attempting the shot attempt, the jump stop gives that foundational base where you may be in the paint and need to have a stronger wield unto the lift off and the control of the body in the air while attempting the shot. That's how N1s are 50% more likely in the 50% that you have of 50-50, making it a 75% chance of being a converted N1. Jump stops on jump stops used to break the momentum and break the exchange of possible turnovers. The rhythm in the power ball of jump stop, on jump stops, using the jump stop to power and efficiently break the monotony of the defense and the torrential pursuance of a defense in transition. You would use jump stops on jump stops to effectively and efficiently become power full enough to handle the contact on the jump stop that the and-one may be possible. Jump stop to the triple threat, using continuity also in transition for purpose of the ball to give the play time enough to engage itself and become available, where the jump stop to the triple threat most times gives the defending offside ball and defending key players the chance to attack the offense or switch or double up on the offensive man on ball, which is why the jump stop is used to break that monotony onto the triple threat. The triple threat gives the warning unto the defenders that, hey, I'm an offensive minded player. I will either attack the cup, attack the jump shot, deliver a pass, or, hey, I may just reset the play. That lets us know, the defender know that you are offensive minded and an offensive threat. Feeling the offense, feeling the subcategories of sub-entity like starting in the paint, penetrating, resets, swaying options, rolling in the lanes. All of those sub-entities become a component of feeling the like starting in the paint. You know, you could be a guard who is starting that in the scoring position, scoring guard position, coming out of the paint off picks. That's starting in the paint. Or you could be a natural strong forward, a natural small forward who works off picks and backdoor picks to get their shot. So where those starting in the paint positionals, like small forward and point forward and center, become the heart and soul of the field of the offense. You know, where penetrating becomes much easier if you get those the point forward, small forward, and the center going. If you get them going, then you got penetrational lanes which are become available off of the threat that the bigs are going to put it in the hole at any time. You invert that positional play and allow the perimeter players, guard and wingman, shooting guard, to penetrate. Then you have a very fluid and fluidical offense upon the unit, which is using the scheme to produce points and produce conversions. But say, however, you have those three big components non-producing, then you have to reset the play and reset the schema of the play by what? Swing options. Swing options in the perimeter, swing options off the baseline, swing options off the elbow, and involve the bigs in that swing option with double picks, pop outs, double pick swing, pop out the big for easy J in the soft spot. Swing the ball side, run the curler, swing the curler out, get the curler a pick, put the ball up in the alley. You strong side forward coming out both side. Running resets and swing options that counter the non-productiveness of the big three. You know, that's filling the O, you know, filling the offense. Well, rolling in those lanes on any of those sets would be much more easily available. Weak side help, power balling in the situation of basketball in the newer day continuum, weak side help have been a variety of plausible non-consistency. One, because of the way officials view weak side help, and the way coaches implement the teachings of weak side help. Weak side help, five of the entities that we'll visit or ear listening to tonight, viewing the strong side, weak side versus the vice versa of spacings, and watching the high post pick, holding the offside man down, trapping the ball side, and helping the front coat. You know, those type help side helps are not ever present as such forth in the basketball of the older generations. You could go back to generations of the Jordanite, or generations of the Doctor, even generations of Abdul-Jabbar. You know, those eras had a strong sense of weak side help, where basketball in the millennium of century today, the weak side help is a man who is either looking to rebound and run, or looking to make a steal. Now, once we distinguish the differentials of weak side help, which one weak side help is applying pressure enough to make a turnover, not directly stealing, or another instance of a weak side help having a simple box out and the defensive triangle on the board, defensive board. You know, those are help methods that have the active man on defense, on the active man on offense, the active player. You know, have them help situations where they're not as such timid to be beat off the dribble. Watching the high post pick. You know, the weak side help more so in today's generational play watches the high post pick. The high post get picked and no man call right side, left side. No man counters with switch. No man counters with a pull through or a step across top switch. You know, that's where a lot of defensive pros in the NBA get beat, on the high post pick, on the cutter, the man sliding down the lane, holding the offside man down. You know, where you got a player in the offside position, a player in the active man position, and a player in the paint doing most of the dominating works on the offensive glass and the conversions of the offensive units. Now, one, the holding that offside man down is going to be left to the two guards, the strong forward and the center, where the shooting guard and the power forward will be left to rebound and outlet most times, where you're going to have your defensive trap from your defensive triangle on your defensive three from your shooting guard, strong forward, and your center. The offside ball. That's how you're holding down the offside man and trapping the ball side, giving the weak side help by trapping the ball side. Help in the front court. Power in the D. Knowing the defensive set. Fundamental stops to on-start runs. Keeping the swing man relevant. Pressuring ball side. Power in the D. Knowing the defensive set first and foremost preeminently gives the power ball set a upper hand in the exchange of competition, where the offensive unit would have to be more so dominant or more skilled than the defensive set of the power ball position in the play of continuity by just calling the zone. Calling the zone to set that defense inside of its power position, where the lanes to the bucket, the soft spots and the second chance buckets are put to asunder and nulled by the fundamental stops that OnStar runs. OnStar to run, then your defense is automatically exalted and exuberant, ready to pull forth and pull together another stop, to pull together more rally, to pull together more conversion. You know, that's keeping the swing man irrelevant on power in the D, the offensive man. The offensive man himself. Keeping the swing man irrelevant by the defensive man, who the active man in the on start to a fundamental run stays hot, keeps nose to the grind, and in the shelf serve, the active man. Power in the D. We've come to the end of the episode, Powerball. Tonight, Monday, September 21st, 2020. A lot of the differences in the old school game and the new school game of basketball will be foundated upon and enabled and enacted upon in this inaugurated season of COVID-19 and to the beyond. Basketball, sports, and many venues of entertainment will be never again as it were before. The power in question to the Powerball as it exists per COVID-19. At what at what at what cost are the pre-existence facilities of all sports, professional arenas and stadiums, coliseums, would be to never again be a view of a venue. Twiggy Tweed, Seraphim's Basketball, signing off 1-1 all day, all night, COVID-19 free. I'm here.